Welcome to part two in this tutorial on how to integrate Salesforce with Azure AD. In part one, I showed you how to configure single sign-on with Salesforce. In this video, I'm going to show you how to set up automated user provisioning and how to control who in your organization has access to Salesforce. To continue with our integration, we're going to click on the Configure User Provisioning button. Now, in order to configure automated user provisioning, we need your Salesforce admin username and password. Let's put those in. The other thing that we'll need is a user security token, which is something that Salesforce uses to further protect your admin account when it's being used for API access. For this, we must go back to the Salesforce tab, and we're going to scroll up and go under our name to My Settings, and I'm going to go to the Personal tab. I'm going to click on Reset My Security Token. Hit Reset Token, and this will send an email to us. So I'm going to go back to Office, go to Check My Mail, and the token will be in this email. Now let's go back to Azure AD and paste it in. Now we get a chance to confirm whether or not we want to receive email notifications when provisioning errors occur. I'm just going to leave it checked and submit. And now the provisioning system will run in the background. You can check up on its progress by going to the dashboard tag. When you look under the integration status section, you'll be able to see the status of the provisioning job. After a couple minutes, you'll be able to see that the status has updated and provisioning was successful. Now we are almost done integrating with Salesforce. There is still one more step that we must follow. So let's go back to the Quick Start page, and we'll see that the last step is to assign users. Now we are in the Users and Groups tab, and we have the option to filter our users based on groups or individual users. I'm going to show you all users. Now, a more practical way to assign users is with a group. And I'm going to assign my entire sales team. Because we have configured automatic user provisioning, we have the opportunity to specify what type of user we want them to be provisioned as in Salesforce. These user types have been imported from our Salesforce tenant, and so if we have custom types, then they will appear in this list as well. For now, let's provision everyone as a chatter-free user. And now the entire sales team has been assigned. Now that we're all set, let's switch back to the example from earlier where I'm signed in as Alex Darrow. I'm going to show you how he can discover what apps he has access to. So he's going to click over here on his app launcher, and he's going to click on My Apps to see all of the apps that he has assigned. This shows him both the Office suite of apps and all of the SaaS apps that his admin has assigned to him. Now Alex uses Salesforce quite a lot. It's one of his most frequently used apps. Now, a faster way for him to access this would be to roll over Salesforce, hit this little ellipsis icon, and hit Pin to App Launcher. Now, when he opens the App Launcher, he'll see Salesforce appear. This allows him to access Salesforce from any Office app. And that's it. I hope you have found this demonstration to be useful.